What up, what up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam podcast. Just Talk With Sam podcast. Oh, man. This podcast is a rough one. We lost a legend. The Purple Man. Prince. One of, if not my favorite artist, icon, philanthropist, whatever, man. Prince was the man. My favorite, man. It's going to be a tough one, man. But we don't get through it. We don't talk about a lot of the experiences that we had, some Prince stories and stuff on the show, and probably catalog. We're just going to get through it. But first, as always, I want to thank all the people who's listening to me. Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we're not, sometimes we're deep, sometimes we're this. Prince, he was an icon, man. So I want to thank everybody who went to samshownation.com. Just go to samshownation.com. It is the hub of everything for the Just Talk With Sam podcast. By going here, you can be first to pretty much get everything we got regarding to the podcast. You can hit the donate button, give whatever makes you feel like a good person. You can go to a store, pick up some swag, Just Talk With Sam swag, and visit some of our current promotions that we have for the podcast to support the podcast. We got a few of these. I want to kind of go through these ads today, and we're just going to jump right into it and talk some Prince here on this podcast. Tasha's setting her stuff up. First sponsor is the good folks at booking.com. Go to samshownation.com. And it's that time of year again where you can, where people are traveling, people are going, people, this is the time of year, maybe you want to get out of here, it's road trip season. So we ask you guys to go to samshownation.com, click the booking.com link, you can find deals, you can book some trips of a lifetime, you can rate your stay. Actually, if you sign in or sign up, you can receive deals up to 50% off all deals. So there's new deals listed every day with free cancellation and no repayment on, you know, no prepayment, I should say, on most rooms. So please, when you're checking out, you're checking in, you're getting out of here, you're traveling, please remember your friends at samshownation.com and click booking.com. What booking? Yeah, at booking.com. Second sponsor are the good folks at Adidas. You guessed it. Yes, it is playoff season, and Adidas is the official outfitter of the NBA. So if you want to rep hard, you want to rep hard for your team that's in the playoffs, you just hoping your team take the title, please go to samshownation.com, click that Adidas link, and right there you will be in front of a bevy of teams that's currently in the playoffs. As of my recording of this, my Pistons are still in it. Golden State, you can see some stuff from the Clippers, the Trailblazers, all your NBA swag is there. And if you go, if you listen to my voice, before May 3rd, you get free expedited shipping on all orders by hitting the link, the Adidas link, at samshownation.com. Please hurry up. You got to do it so you get some free shipping, because that shipping could be, the quicker the better, man. You want to get it while it's there. You want it in your hand before your team takes the court. So please go to samshownation.com. Click that Adidas link. Get some free expedited shipping on all orders before the 3rd of May. And go ahead, rep hard for your team with Adidas. And lastly, certainly not leastly, are the good folks at Amazon.com. Normally, this is the time I tell you maybe some stuff you want to buy from Amazon.com. And only thing I can say is go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon banner on the homepage, current promotions page, and just type in Prince in the search bar, and just everything you get is a good thing. The Purple Man, you can get Hit and Run Phase 1, Hit and Run Phase 2, Ultimate Prince, which is like his greatest hits, 1999. You could get some deep cuts of stuff I've gotten, like the News album. You can get the Glory Years, some of the biographies, some of the documentaries, if I could say the word. Like, personally, I have personally watched I Would Die For You, Why Prince Became an Icon. That I have watched that, where his social and economic, and as far as the music industry, why we love him today. That's a good one. Great book. You can get some of the movies. Under the Cherry Moon, Purple Rain. Another documentary I would totally recommend, Prince the Slave Trade. It's, what can I say, man? He was an icon. It's all good. It's all good. So go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link, and just Prince. I mean, get Graffiti Bridge. That was good. Underrated. Very underrated. But it was good. Either way, here's what we're going to do. We're going to reset these mics. We'll get into it. Tasha looked like she's ready to go. And here we go. See you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. You don't talk about it. Be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
Alright, let's just, this is gonna be a sad one right here, man.
We don't have to make it sad.
I have to, shit. Alright, look.
We don't have to make it sad.
Look, let's just do the obligatory. Dearly beloved, we're here to get through this thing called life. And this has been a trying couple of hours for me. I am taping this on the 21st of April. You know, the day music died.
Yeah.
The day.
Let's say it happened in, what
was the Big Bopper? The, all right, look. 2016 has not been kind to iconic musicians. If you change the game in any way, watch the fuck out.
Quincy Jones.
David Bowie.
Take care of yourself, man.
Maurice White. Fife Dog. Merle Haggard. And I'm sitting here talking about Prince. You know, normally, I wasn't going to say shit, man. Because anybody who's been listening to me this long know how deep my love for the love of the Purple Man goes. Everyone knows how deep I get down with Prince. And also, I want to give a quick shout out before I even get into it to all my listeners on social media, various forms of social media, friends, family members who call, text, tweeted, Facebook me to make sure that I was all right after hearing the news, making sure I wasn't around tall buildings. Making sure that I wouldn't go.
You were in a tall building when you found out.
When I found out, yeah, I was in a tall building, and people were just like, "Hey, man, just take the stairs, man. Don't even take the elevator, man. Don't do that bullshit where you open the elevator door and you jump down the door." That was actually advice. I want to thank those people for reaching out to me, but that shows the level of fandom of Prince.
I even posted something on my page and everybody was like, "Is Sam okay?" I'm like, "He's fine."
Mm-hmm. And that shows a level of fandom, because as a diehard Prince fan, people are reaching out to me, let alone the man himself, who already passed on. Mm. So I am drinking heavily, because man, he's a I mean, the words can't even describe, but I'm gonna try to get through an hour full of words. He was a rock guy, a legend, a political figure, unapologetically black, unapologetically him. I don't want to make this a race thing, but when I say unapologetically him, he did shit on his terms, not afraid to bite the hand that feeds him, not afraid, a cat that will
not afraid to break gender barriers.
Yeah, break stereotypes, racial barriers,
everything.
Not a just and plain reinvents himself.
Yeah, wasn't afraid to wear a good pair of high heels. They didn't care what nobody had to say.
I see what you're doing. Nah, I hear you. I hear you. This is a comedy podcast, and I swear I don't try to throw out a joke.
If I have to bring the comedy in it,
Oh yeah, if you bring a comedy, something's wrong. Because I've said,
I'm just saying,
many
like,
times on this podcast, you are not funny.
You know, when you think of Jeez, Prince, everybody yeah. thinks, ooh, that's the first thing that everybody buying. And purple and the heels and the leotards and, you know, all of the stuff when you first hear about Prince. But no one ever, and do all of the laughter that we may share, like Prince, hey, he get the females and all that stuff. No matter all of the jokes you say, everybody stands true in this one thing. His music is timeless, man.
My man
timeless.
He had a career for 35 straight years. Released an album or more every year of his career.
And since I'm bringing the comedy on this show, and since in Prince's memory, I think he should rename the show Just Talking with Sam and Tasha.
No, stop trying to jump on board. Like, this is a hard thing to do when you try to hold yourself out, try to get some top billing. Because I'm not giving you top billing because...
You have top billing. You're Sam and Tasha.
Because I gotta be here. Like, you have done stuff, even in the interview... Oh, wait, look, we need to address that too. Normally, we have been on the run, we've had interviews, we had a very special guest.
Mm-hmm. I will say they're special.
Well, we ain't gonna talk about the two.
That's what I said there.
We're talking about the one.
That's what I said there.
Who would have been on in the time slot that we're taking right now to talk about Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And we will reschedule. We will broadcast that. I should not even be saying this because I forgot how podcast works. And we would just put it out and you guys wouldn't know either way. But I would be remiss because this person was here and they said they totally understand because that person, how can I say, that person felt the same way we did and really didn't feel like talking. So we rescheduled with that person. That person, it may come to a shock to some people, but those who listen to the podcast know it shouldn't be a shock. And I'll leave it at that. Another person who we was going, before Prince news of Prince passing, no, came up, we were supposed to record two. One with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one with my own mom. You know, the governor herself, because Mother's Day is around the corner, and we was going to do something with the governor, and we was going to talk and get into the Mother's Day podcast and things things we normally do. And my mom pretty much kept looking at me and was, let me tell you something about a Prince story. I don't tell a Prince story about my mom. She was just making sure I was okay, and we didn't talk about Mother's Day or anything. We just talked about, dude, are you okay, Prince? Like, my mom, in 1991, I love a lot of things in this world. I love Batman. I love Prince.
Cap,
Captain America. And, like, these are, like, things that stood out. And although I was young, but I did see the 1991 Michael Keaton Batman. And who did the entire soundtrack for Batman, other than, you guessed it, Prince. And that's where me, like the rest of America, fell in love with the song Bat Dance. So, I'm dead serious. Do you know how many times my mom, against her will, had to hear Bat Dance? Let alone the whole soundtrack.
pretty sure quite a few.
And I, man, so like when she heard words, she was like, "All right, I talk." My brothers called me, Big Man, T Mac. They called and they texted. And they were just like, "Make sure you're okay." Along with the tens of fans I have from listening to this podcast, and because we've told some Prince stories on this podcast, famously, I've
karaoke.
Told karaoke. I came in second from their ringer in the karaoke contest at
you're
Mr. Mike's.
About, no, there wasn't a competition, sweetie. I know you want to think it was.
You, no, when you pull a motherfucker out of the kitchen to beat me as a community at Mr. Mike's.
You know, I was
got
there.
The world together, the Mr. Mike's community.
I'm gonna let you
to
have this.
Adore.
I'm gonna let you have this.
Prince is a door.
I'm gonna let you.
And then they just came in the door. They pulled this motherfucker out of the kitchen. Actually, it's funny that we say that because, like, I did get a tweet. I really wish I had my phone in front of me. So to give this person credit, hold on. Yeah, I'll pull it up. But either way, they wanted me to do a cut up of all the podcast print stories, because there's been a lot of print stories on this podcast. Mm-hmm. And one most famously was the one about my first date and how I learned not to take.
It wasn't with me, by the way.
No, it was not with you.
It was not it with me.
You know what's interesting?
It was back when he was being a hot thot.
It was. It didn't matter because this person was not paid any attention to throughout the entire run of this concert, and that person actually reached out to me on social media to make sure I didn't fucking kill myself too.
Who was that?
Nah, I'm not saying names. But either way,
do I have to go on Facebook and find out?
Do it if you want. Give a shit. Shit. But either way,
did she IM you or did me DM?
No, no, it was a quick little. Hey, you straight?
It was a DM.
Nah, it was on the page. Okay. We've told this story so many times on this podcast, but the story being, I'll tell it again. Like, I was not exactly into this girl. I thought she was cute, but one of the things I learned that you don't take a person that you're just starting to date to someone you're, like, really a fan of, because you don't know how to treat the other person. We go to the palace. It was all smooth. It was a nice date. And this was Prince, the Musicology Tour. And I remember that tour, man, because Prince... Actually, Musicology is one of my favorite albums, because it was one of those times where Prince had to reinvent himself, and Prince said, like, look, I can do it with a live band, we're doing it for the fans, and if you go to a Musicology show, you got the, anyway, you go on. So anyway, I get the girl, we start talking, we're driving, all going to the palace, and me and this girl just going back and forth about Prince. This girl is not a Prince fan. Mm-hmm. At all. She don't hate him, but she is like...
It's not her thing.
It's not her thing. She's like very indifferent. Like, oh, word? That's your thing? All right, cool. So I'm with a person who knows a thing, and I'm going to have a good time. And I thought that too. So we go to the palace, and she's sitting down. And one thing about concerts that I am very, very particular about, mm-hmm. I try to get there on time, if not early.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because I love music, so...
I don't want to miss.
I don't want to miss anything. Yeah,
if I'm paying my $50 to $100 or more dollars, yeah, I want to be there and I want to see.
Even though those tickets were reasonably priced,
I'm saying average. When you go to concerts, unless they're at an amphitheater, you're paying $50 to $100 or more dollars.
Still, like, you never know, man. Sometimes
you don't like when you. I don't like to sit in the nosebleeds. So.
Like when I go to a concert, sometimes you never know, because that opening act may be the greatest person ever. You just don't know him yet. So, anyway, I get there, we go to the palace, we get there, like, goddamn ridiculously early.
So, who's opening act?
At that show? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, that show.
Who?
Believe it or not, here's the opening act. Chaka Khan. It was Chaka Khan. Morris Day and the Time. Oh, Prince.
777-9311?
Actually, I was wrong. The opening act was Bria Valente. It was Bria Valente, Chaka Khan, Morris Day and the Time, then Prince. Best, I'm just in the house just to be in the house.
And this chick is looking at you like.
So I'm there ridiculously early. We talking, kind of gaming her up a little bit because I am the authority right now. And I didn't know I was going to, like, lose all of it. Because what I did, I said, hey, I'm going to go get a beer. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, in the beer line, there's this jackass on roller skates. He's just going around the palace. Anyone who's been to the palace, it's a circular venue. It's in the round.
It's an arena.
It's an arena. He's just going around. This is jackass on roller skates. I'm like, who the fuck goes this roller skates? So anyway, I get my beer. I'm double fisting the beer because that line was so long. The reason I just said, let me buy two because I don't want to wait in the long line. I'll risk warm beer, which I don't like.
You just don't want to miss.
But I don't want to miss what's going to happen on stage. And then the fucking jackass on the roller skates runs past me. Almost spilled my beer. And I'm like, all right, this is some bullshit, but whatever. And I just get it out of my mind. So I go back to the girl, double fisting beer. She got the thing she wanted. And we're all good. And we're talking. And everything's great. And everything's fine. And then all the open acts. So she knows Morris Day at the time. She knows who Chaka Khan is. No one knew who Bria Valente was at the time. So, either way. We ain't here to see that. We here to see Prince. So you hear his voice, the announcer on the mic. He says, Prince is out there. It just turned into, like, it was a good feeling. Because we don't care what you was. Black, white, man, female,
gay, straight,
Republican,
or trans.
And they said, just chant his name and he'd come out. You know, that was around the time, call my name, you get it? Mm-hmm. Call, yeah, it was actually Prince, after the announcer said, call it, trying like getting the crowd. So now I'm like, Prince, 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 and I'm fist pumping, I'm two beers in, Prince, 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 I'm doing this shit for, I looked at my watch, 2 minutes straight. So now my body is reenacting to the, I'm saying Prince over and over again, almost in a hyperventilating fashion, where now I'm tired. I'm physically tired. I'm like, Prince, Prince, Prince. I don't give a fuck what you do. 2 minutes and saying one word over and over again, we'll take it out of you as loud as you can say it. He's just like, Prince, Prince, Prince. And then I'm running out of air. And I'm like, Prince, 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 Prince. And then that turned into, I'm like, all right, by now he ain't showing up. And if he ain't showing up, they shut the fuck up because, like, there's no more Prince. And they're, I'll just wait till he shows up. So then you hear another voice over the loudspeaker. And it just says, that's all you got. And I was instantly rejuvenated. And I'm back into it. My date is looking at me like, oh, it is over. I've never seen a vagina dry up so fast.
Was that Sean's first date?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because I had Prince tickets and I didn't give a fuck, man. And I was like, Prince, 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 Prince.
I'm more mad than our first date.
Hey, go fuck yourself, man. I didn't have Prince tickets. He wasn't on tour. So anyway, Prince, Prince, right. Prince, Prince. And then I see that jackass on roller skates. What the fuck is he doing? Now he's downstairs. Well, downstairs at the palace. Mm-hmm. Turns out, a purple spotlight on him. He's on stage now. And the jackass on roller skates was Prince himself. So Prince made me almost spill my beer. And I'm like, oh shit! It's Prince! My voice actually got way higher
she
than that.
She turned into the Sahara Desert, didn't she?
Oh my god. It was to the point, I didn't give a fuck if she was there. She was just like, all right, cool, great, whatever. And I'm like, I'm vibing. I actually left her. And I'm partying with what I like to say, I don't know what they were. I imagine some form of Latin, some form of Spanish in front of me. And we jumping into controversy. He just opened with controversy. And then we just, oh, we fooling. She in it, and I'm trying to wave her over like it's okay. We all in it. She said no. I'm like, fuck it then. This is going to be a long ride home, but fuck it. And we just grooving the controversy, and we just having a good time. And Prince almost made me spill my beer. And we laughing, we joking, we crying. I actually trade numbers with the couple, and I lost it. I lost their number because, man, we all had
that
a good time.
Like, she turned into a pillar.
I don't care, man. It was, hey, It was the first and last day. And one cool thing about that concert is because, like, Prince had, like, multiple encores, you got the CD of that show that you were at. And you can attest to this. I do not have CDs in my car. I do a lot of USB stuff, little AUX jack, stuff from the phone, whatever. The only CD in that car is in his player, and that is of that concert. Because I had such a great time. And every now and then, when I'm feeling it, I will listen to it. I couldn't listen to it today. I would have cried. Like, I've been choking back tears pretty much all day. To the point where I should cry. I really think I should cry.
Just cleanse. I'll leave you alone for a minute.
No, this ain't no man macho thing.
I've only seen you cry once.
Yeah, when I proposed. Yeah, when I proposed.
And when we got married.
No, I didn't cry when we got married.
You didn't cry when Charles was born. It was more like sweat.
Oh, yeah, because I'm imagining all the money.
No, you were drunk.
That, too. But I will say this. Prince, let's stay on topic.
We are on topic. Shut up.
Fucking Prince, man. That was a hell of a concert, man. It
just makes me upset because I wanted Adore to be our first dance when we got married.
Mm.
And I didn't. We said no because I don't want people to be looking like because of what the song say. Because people listen to the part where he's talking about.
Yeah.
I got to have you know like this whole part when it's about sex.
Yeah, when we got married.
Like when we be making love.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so I don't want anybody to be like, whoa. That's why we picked a different
song. I
kind of regret that we did not do the song that we wanted to do.
No, I didn't care about Adore when we got married for the reason I didn't care about anybody else when I got married. I think the reason I fought against Adore is because I didn't want it to be too on the nose. Yeah. I put Prince songs in the playlist. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Prince. But I won't, like, even the intro to this, Deep Cuts. Like, that was from the News album. Like, I hope, you know, copyright and all that other good shit. You know, hey, I'll take it down if y'all want me to. Because Prince is, like, a stickler on that shit. But he's not alive. And this is a tribute podcast to the man they call Prince. But that was off the News album. That song that we played. And I saw a lot of stuff today. Like the top 5, top 10, top. You can't turn on the radio without playing it.
No, I didn't even.
I did. I listened to the radio.
I looked at Pandora and I was like, I'm not going to do it.
Like, nothing against it. My man. I got another Prince story. And this would be a quick one. I got a chance to take another date to a Prince show. It was the Hit and Run tour. Still wasn't you. That date I took, believe it or not, was my mom. And my mom, it was a Hit and Run tour. It was at the Fox. It was in November of this year.
Last year.
November 2005. And I went out of my way to go to that concert because sometimes you just know. All right. Wait. Let's get into it. Before we get to the concert, reason you couldn't go is because we couldn't find a sitter. And you fell on the sword to look after the boy because tickets were crazy. And I had the inside track a little bit on the tickets, but I only could get one. And my mom, same difference. She could only get one. She couldn't take my dad. So we were just like, all right, well, fuck it. We'll go. We didn't sit together. It was a date, as in we drove there together. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? That's all. All right. Either way, and mainly after the last story, baby, it was probably smart not to sit around me. But either way, Prince wasn't. And with this show, I tried to finagle every. I exhausted every press, every behind the scenes tactic we can to get an interview with Prince. Mainly because I love Prince, and I had a vibe, like. I'm down with legendary people. And I had this vibe like, hey, man, if you don't see him now, you probably won't get a second chance. And we talked about this in the same room that we're sitting in right now with Dakota Starr. And I said that to him I said, if you don't see him now, those are favorites. He loves Scott Weiland, and like this is what he went through when Scott Weiland passed on. Yeah. So I'm having that feeling. I'm like, man, if you don't go see your favorites, man, you're not granted that.
I still ain't seeing Jill Scott.
I will do my damnedest, and I'm making a promise so you can see Jill Scott, because I don't want you to. I want you to feel how I feel now.
Anybody that know me know how I feel about Jill Scott.
And like, let's get back to the story. I tried to exhaust everything we got here in this podcast. Have Prince. Because I've made the promise on this podcast that, like, I will interview Prince. I will. Prince don't do interviews. I will do it. And unfortunately, I fell short because of time. Mm-hmm. But I still got tickets, a ticket to go. And I saw it, and I watched Prince post hip surgery, post whatever, just kick ass at the Fox. So much. He kicked so much ass to the point where after the show, he did 4 encores. He was on stage for 3 hours before those encores. Played nothing but hits. There wasn't no B-sides. There wasn't no shit he was working on that morning. No, all hits. And interestingly enough, friend of the podcast, who will be on, we got a chance to squash, I don't want to say squash, but it wasn't like it was a beef or nothing. I mean, squash, like, plans for, we sat down because this person was at the show. That man is Nadir. I'm Wally. I've spoken very highly about him on this podcast, and we met face to face. We got a chance to talk. It wasn't on the phone. It wasn't email. That was our only correspondence, and he was at the show, and I was at the show, and we were sitting, like, maybe 5-6 rows from each other. So when I got up and used the bathroom and I saw him, waved, introduced myself. He was like, oh, you? And we start talking. And we went back and forth. And we stayed, me and him, for about 30 minutes after the show. Just talking about just Prince. Just all things Prince. And I looked on social media. He is not exactly taking this. I don't know if he's taking it as hard as I am.
It's just shocking.
It's like, just, it's not.
The whole thing is just shocking. Like, it, you know how I always say, when somebody's sick, it gives you a little buffer, like a little, it still hurt, but you know what I'm saying? You get time to process things.
I had primo seats at that show.
It's tough.
The first time, my personal encounter with Prince, he almost knocked over my beer.
Where were your seats at then?
It was on the far side, far right side.
Were you on the floor?
Oh, yeah.
At the Prince concert?
Gotta do it right.
How much are those tickets?
Let's not talk about that.
You know, I'm talking about for the one at the Palace.
Oh, the ones at the Palace, I was not on the floor. The ones at the Palace, I was in the upper balcony.
Nosebleeds?
No, not nosebleeds.
The middle section. Okay, because it's a section before
yeah.
The nosebleeds.
Okay. And it was like $50. $50.
Not bad.
But this time,
I say tickets was $50.
This time, I was at the far right side of the Fox. There's $100 a pop, mm-hmm. And I was close enough. I was about 20 feet. Let's say 20 feet. 20 feet from the stage. I was enough where if I did something out of the way, security can get me and yank me up because I'm close enough that I could distract Prince.
Gotcha.
20 feet. And I am losing my shit because it's Prince. And I saw Prince and I looked at him and I made eye contact with him. The reason I know I made eye contact with him, because mm-hmm. I mouthed the words, "You the man." And I bullshit you not, he mouthed him right back. He said, "Thanks, and I know." And that gave me like a head nod.
Did you see like purple glitter when he did
that? Nah, like Prince had the afro, like full fledged afro, the circular glasses.
You know what I love
about and like
and this is me bringing the company back into
it. He said, "Thanks, and I know."
He kind of went on the he started his natural hair journey when I did.
Mm.
Good ended up Prince had him.
Yeah, he had the natural hair.
He had curls for a minute.
And him and the girls at
Third Eye Girl.
He mouthed thanks, and I know. And I know he was talking to me.
See, I know you.
Look.
That's all I'm saying. I know.
I wish I was strong enough in this podcast world where he would sit across from me and answer that question. So, if you make eye contact with somebody, I have made eye contact with people and get a head nod, and it was only like a half a second thing. The thanks, and I know, I would like to believe he was talking to me. And okay. In the annals of time, I'm just going to say he fucking was.
That's how you feel.
Yeah. So, it's only like, man, it was just a cool thing. Please take over this whole thing. Hey, first off, tomorrow, I will have for breakfast. I don't give a fuck if you make it or not. I'm making it. I don't know. Pancakes and grapes. I just feel as though.
I can do waffles.
Pancakes and grapes.
I tell you what, you can have pancakes. You gotta go give me a griddle.
Would you like some pancakes?
Go give me a griddle.
Would you like some grapes? pancakes and grapes. That's where I'm at, man. And like Prince did cold shit. Like we talked about the music thing.
Did they ever have a video of him actually playing basketball?
I'm pretty sure it's probably gonna resurface. In the next few days. But like Prince did cold shit and stuck to it, and that's one of the things I took on his podcast. When I say unapologetically, he said I was watching an interview with him, or not an interview, a documentary of him, and they asked Prince, hey Prince, what do you listen to on the radio nowadays? He says, I don't listen to the radio. Mm-hmm. And the interviewer or documentarian was like puzzled, and he says, what do you mean? He says, if I want to hear music, I go make it. That's the coldest shit I ever heard.
That's gangster.
Like, and they broke down in the same documentary. Contours of His Own Words. This is right before Rainbow Children. But either way, they showed him what it takes for Prince to make an album. My man plays 27 instruments. That we know
are
of.
Are there 27 instruments?
He plays 27 instruments.
I'm pretty sure he plays both guitar and bass.
So here's what he does. This is how he makes a song.
I would like to know what instruments he plays.
You can go.
I'm about to go find
in the liner notes of the Musicology album. Mm-hmm. He broke it down. All instruments and music are played and perfected by Prince. That's on the album.
So he.
So when he makes a song.
Okay, like when you're recording something, you have to layer it. Right?
Yeah.
Because if you watch the Ray Charles movie, he did it.
Right.
You layer stuff. You layer vocals. You layer instruments, so it all sound like one thing, and it all be full.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean to tell me he sat there and played the song however many times?
Yep.
Drums, blah blah blah. All
yep.
Of it.
If he's making a song,
part, blah, 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 stacked them all together.
That's the song. So, like, when he writes a song, he writes the words, obviously. He writes the song. He writes the lyrics. He records the song. Then he goes back and he plays the drums of that song. Then he plays guitar. He goes back again with the track of the drums and the lyrics. Mm-hmm. Then he plays the drums of that song. Then he goes back, the drums, the guitar, the lyrics, then he plays the rhythm guitar of that song. Then he drums, guitar, he goes back and he plays the bass.
You
play that
song all down before you do the lyrics. You need to play all the back.
Yeah, he's probably made this song 11, 12 times depending on instruments. Bruh.
That's a lot.
You know, like.
That's an amazing gift.
Amazing gift. We ain't never gonna get another one like him.
No, all these bullcrap musicians now. We ain't
never gonna get another one like
that. Now take that back. I'm not gonna talk about people that actually play instruments. I'm talking about these people that make it. That's in the studio. They got Fruity Loops on their MacBook and calling themselves musicians. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm using the same technology right now to record a podcast. So let's be low.
You know what I'm talking about? The one that just made the beat. Boom, boom, boom.
Look.
Just pressing buttons on your computer. No.
I'm pretty sure in the last couple
that's
of days.
That's music. That, what you're doing is book crap. Learn how to play an instrument. If you call yourself a musician, learn your craft.
A week ago, our buddy DeJuan was over here and we talked about the NBA playoffs, right? And we went in depth about the playoffs, but during the playoffs, I'm saying what he said in Dave Chappelle's sketch, shoot the J! Shoot it! How many times this week have you heard me say that? He's in the zeitgeist. Whatever this shit is, the zeitgeist. Oh, God. Let me do this, because this is heavy. Like, we talked about reinventing himself. My man has always had one foot in the secular, one foot in the spiritual. So for every song, you'll hear references towards God and above and stuff like that. I will say this, and hey, save your tweets, just hear me out. Prince, what was it, a couple years ago, he became Jehovah's Witness.
It's been more than a couple years ago.
He is the only person I was praying. I was praying for my God to have his God knock on my door on a Saturday morning with a watchtower.
Like, if Prince came to
my door. Oh, my God. If Prince came to my
door. I would answer the door.
Oh, I would answer the door, and I would fucking hear him out. But if you listen to the Rainbow Children album, I keep referencing that album because that is a gospel album. Technically, News is, but News is more of an instrumental. But Rainbow Children's gospel album, one of my favorite gospel songs by Prince, is called Music of the Pharaoh, is on it. And, like, listening to that, it makes you think closer. Whatever religion you are, Christian, Muslim, Jehovah's Witness, since we're talking about Prince, or whatever Jewish, whatever religion you are, that album pretty much identified, like, look, if you believe in a higher power of whatever sort, we are going to sit down, and what we're going to do, we're going to clean the slate. Prince made it plain, I believe in this God, but look, if you believe in whatever your God is, you need to reference it thus so, and that album just kicks it. You know what? Do you got any questions for me, man?
I do, but my phone just rebooted itself. And I had it in my phone. Sorry.
All right,
I did have a question for you.
Like, because I know I'm dominating.
If you were allowed to ask Prince one question, what would you ask him?
Jesus. If I had to ask Prince one question.
He told you, I'm going to give you 2 minutes.
Done. Go. I will ask, here's the question I will ask. What do you think about your legacy? Being as though, like right now, my speculation is, my man is scandal proof. What I mean by that is, we live in a world where there's no more heroes. I've said this a few times on this podcast. And Prince is probably like one of the last ones. Now, don't get it twisted. There's going to be a lot of guests on this podcast at this rate because I, without sounding conceited or pat myself on the back or anything like that, we've been kicking ass lately. We're on Google Play. I didn't even get a chance to make that announcement for this Prince announcement. We're on Google Play now, and we're kicking ass, and we're reaching new people daily. Thus, other people are hearing about Just Talking with Sam, and we're kicking ass, and we're having some pretty cool guests. Not that we didn't have pretty cool guests already, but more pretty cool guests are coming. But when I say scandal proof and no more heroes, I mean, today the internet is a place, and we publish these podcasts on the internet, and it's 3 points hate, 1 point like. For every person that like you, it's 3 people who hate you, who thinks everything. Today was like a ceasefire of all of that negativity. And we all pay homage to the Purple Man. We all pay homage to the guy, the legend. We talked about his body of work. We talked about his political struggles and overcoming. My man, what I say is like scandal proof, or like when you get to a certain point in your life, people can't talk bad about you. And I've been controversial figures.
And they try.
Let me break it down. I'm going to take a very controversial figure. Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler did a lot of horrible shit.
Yeah.
But the legacy of him.
Wipe out a race of people.
Yeah. The legacy of him still has followers. Mm-hmm. And all he did was bad.
What's the newest?
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, the newest thing they was talking about for the baby penis.
All he did was bad, and he still got followers who still rep for him as hard as possibly can, hard as they possibly can. So take a guy like Prince, who maybe ruffled some feathers along the way, but a fucking genius. You know what I did before this podcast? When we
besides cutting yourself because you.
Nah, yeah, I didn't mean to do that, but. Let's talk about how I was cutting myself. I was getting the computer ready, and I got a little too close to the table before we let our special guest, who will be back, go. I watched the Super Bowl 41 mm-hmm. halftime show with Prince. Mm-hmm. Pouring rain. Prince is killing it. See what you're trying to do?
Was it purple?
I apologize to the listeners. I will be back next week.
I'm trying to, because Sam is like.
I'm not 100%, man.
I know you're not 100%. That's why I'm trying to throw some jokes in here.
I'll be back next week.
You are becoming a wet blanket.
Look, man.
You know, everybody knows that Sam's nickname for me, right?
I don't have a lot of heroes left.
No, I'm talking about besides this.
Look. I don't have a lot of heroes left. Prince died. I don't have, it's not a lot left.
Yeah, Quincy Jones and Berry Gordy left.
Look, nothing against those guys. I love their body of work, but Prince was anybody who the fact that I got all those calls and texts Robinson today. Left. Yeah, man. Please, let's reach out to Smokey. Let's go, man. With top five. Do you got a top five Prince songs?
Wow.
That's hard
my
for me.
My absolute favorite song. That's so hard. Because Alicia Keys redid it, I went back and listened to his version. I was like, no, Alicia. I love you, Alicia. If I was your girlfriend.
Hers wasn't bad. Look who you're talking to. I'm going to be biased. Continue, please.
Yeah. That is one of my favorites. Beautiful Ones is like top three. Betcha by Golly Wow. Darling Nikki. I had to throw it was two songs, Mary and Kind. It was on Musicology. He did, but they ran into each other. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
It was two songs on a CD, and they bled into each other, so it made you think it was one song, mm-hmm. but it was two songs. So there's Mary and Kind, then, what's the name? If I Was the Man in Your Life.
Yep.
Those two, I used to listen to that at work, like, because I used to drive for a living, if you don't know that.
Yeah.
I used to listen to that while I was driving, before I started listening to trap music, because I was falling asleep. But it's like those songs. I like Little Red Corvette. I mean, Let's Go Crazy. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on.
The hits, man. I wouldn't ask you a question I wouldn't answer. My top five. It's very hard. No particular order. Like, don't get me wrong. I love the hits. Let's Go Crazy. Controversy. I mentioned. I talked about. But like. Songs that, like, I like the B-sides.
Did you have that thing with your parents and they wouldn't let you listen to Darling Nikki?
I didn't get that. Because even my mom.
For a while, I didn't. Like,
my mom was here. And, you know, while checking on me, Darling Nikki didn't necessarily come up.
Yeah, because my parents were like, whoa. Like, I didn't. Like, I had, like, a lot of Prince songs I had to go back. Like, Betcha by Golly Wow. And when he did Diamonds and Pearls, that was around the same time. That's when I started listening to Prince. Cause my parents actually took me to see Purple Rain.
Okay.
When I was little.
It was in the theater.
I do not remember. Yeah. Sam has the DVD
in there.
I actually just watched it because it comes on VH1 from time to time. So when it came on VH1 the last time, I think I watched it.
Hey, tonight, man, I'll probably end up watching Under the Cherry Moon. Man, I'll probably watch all. Alright, my top five. Honorable mention. I like a lot of B-sides. Look, here's how I do my top five. I'm not on my hipster shit. I'm not trying to outdo.
I know your songs anyone. Are not mainstream songs, but go.
Look, please go to samshownation.com, click that Amazon link, and you can listen to these for yourself. Because I know these on Amazon, because that's how I bought them earlier today.
Google Music, y'all need to step it up, because y'all only got like 4 Prince things on there.
Hey, man, go to Amazon, whatever. Hey, we'll get into all that in a second. But, other than the hits, mm-hmm. which is very hard to say because a lot of them are hits. Honorable mention, I gotta throw Cinnamon Girl out there off the music. Morning Papers. I love Morning Papers. I've said it many times on this podcast. That's like one of my favorite breakup songs. If you left, I'm pretty sure Morning Papers will play. You'll hear it. It's in the playlist. Morning Papers.
Why do you have a playlist for that?
Hey.
You're weird.
Morning Papers. Pop Life. Pop Life don't get the credit it deserve. Pop Life gets Muse to the Pharaoh. I said that. Muse to the Pharaoh. One day. Oh my God. It's like, I don't even know if I can listen to that in church. It is a church song, but.
We had the car. I don't know if you know the church song. Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain.
Yeah.
Rain. We said, they were saying, like, what if the praise and worship turned that into purple rain? I'm like, oh Lord, they going to get kicked out of church. That's what they going to do.
Like, Musafiro, I've said it a few times in this list. Controversy. Controversy, man.
Controversy.
And that is a song where, like I said, I said it earlier today, like, 1 foot always in the secular, 1 foot in the spiritual. And in that song, he says the Lord's Prayer. I mean, like,
which one? The
Controversy.
Oh, okay.
Our Father who art in heaven. Yeah, he goes into it.
But yeah, now, Controversy is like, with that song, he addressed a lot of like what people were saying about him.
And I'm gonna throw this out there. This is such a deep cut, and if you could find it, it is Prince. Raven to the Joy Fantastic or Live at the Aladdin is an acoustic version of Cream. And that's pretty much I can think of that you can hear and where the crowd helps sing it.
Mm-hmm.
Cream, like Cream Shaboogie Pop. Cream, but he does it acoustically and he has like the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. Baby, you know it, the lever. And the crowd jumps into. And then he says, you know the words. And, like, he does it acoustically. And that was one of the ones where I as a fan, like, I know what I just said. My top five are deep cuts, and I understand that. And, yeah, I love the hits. And please, go get the hits. And
do you remember, it was like, I don't know, it was a year before last, 2 years ago, when he was on Jimmy Fallon? And he broke Captain Kirk's guitar?
Yes.
You remember that?
When he threw it up in the air and let that boy fall.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I know that because I watched the clip today.
You did?
Yes, okay, I did. Yeah. Because, hold on, wait. Here's why I know that so much. And I'm kind of getting excited talking about it. Because that's when he announced the Hit and Run tour.
Yeah.
And that's how I know to be ready and waiting to stockpile a little cash. Like
if you're not familiar with a pop-up shop, a pop-up store is, or a pop-up restaurant or stuff like that, mm-hmm. it's like when people, you get like an e-blast. All right,
you get a day's notice. Not even a day.
And they pop up. That's how the concert was.
That's how the
concert was. It was like a pop-up concert.
Yep. And it just materialized out of nowhere. And that's pretty much why I was only
because they didn't know they wanted to do it at the Fillmore or the Fox. I remember hearing something like that. They were going to do it at the Fillmore.
Yep.
And then they changed it to the Fox.
Because the Fox had
Yeah,
because
the
seating.
Fox held more people.
And the demand was so tough. And
I wish they would have did it at the Palace. Then I could have won.
Oh, no. See, that was the thing about the Hit and Run Tour. It was done in November. And the Pistons are playing. You probably couldn't secure that venue. But either way,
was it 2014? Look, or what was it?
No, was it last year. It was like November 2015.
Oh, wow.
And it was that close. That's why I'm like, as a trophy, I'm holding it. Like, October or November 2000. Either way.
Never
I
got
was,
to see him in concert. So say, I will hear all Sam's dating stories.
Well, the last one was with my mom. So
I've seen Babyface in concert. So, Babyface. Keep up the good
work. I have not seen Babyface in concert.
Yes, we've seen him.
Yeah, we did. I'm sorry. Yeah, we did. One thing I can say is this, man. And I'm probably going to bring some people down like I have been this entire fucking podcast.
Yeah, Debbie. But, you've been quite a Debbie Downer, but I'll let you slide today.
The actual spirit of this podcast. Like, I talked about Kevin Smith a lot, and he was our podfather, and he was like, go do a podcast. And, like, you can go back through the annals of time. You can go to samshownation.com. You can go research it if you want. I always said in this podcast where I wanted to have that moment with my son. Like, I'm a parent. And as a parent, sometimes you got to be the disciplinarian. Sometimes you got to lay down the law. Sometimes you got to do this. Thus, chipping away at my coolness factor. You guys, the listener, whoever listens to my voice right now may think I'm cool. My son may not think so sometimes. So, this podcast is more of a documentarian of where I am in this life. So, much like the scene from Purple Rain where Prince like go confronts his dad, he goes in the basement and he opens this trunk, and in the trunk he gets a chance to see like his dad was like a pianist. I wanted something like that for my son. So my son can, well, probably at his age when he thinks I suck, he could go on the internet and he could go listen to this podcast, and he can listen to all the times, you know, daddy was cool. Yeah, I got a little choked up there. I'm here, man. I'm just saying. My whole point of it is that scene in Purple Rain where he goes in the basement and you see his son. And myself, where my son can go on the internet and listen to his dad. And even though he's not exactly cool, he can see daddy had something. This is Jax Teller, way before Jax Teller. And
did you just make a son's anarchy reference?
Yeah, I know, man. Look, man, I'm just...
Ye old wife is rubbing off on you.
No, man, I'm just here. It's Prince, man. Look, man, just... You got it. Ask any question you want to ask about Prince.
I'm trying to pull it up, I just...
Like, I am...
I had wrote the question. I said, I put it in my memo thing.
Like, I'm sitting back here, and I'm just thinking about years and years of Prince. And you know what's even more fucked up?
What?
I know it's not going to stop. I'm not gonna be like, oh, I'm done with Prince.
No. Like,
but it's just like, Prince, I was so fucking sure he wasn't gonna die.
Like, I'm a person, I like Michael Jackson, but I love Prince.
Like
if you ask Michael Jackson or Prince, I'm picking Prince.
I'm picking Prince too. But like today,
they're in a class of their own. There's no comparing them. Yeah.
When they died, like with Prince, and please feel free to come at me, but I wasn't sure he can die. Like, when he died today, I'm like, shit, can that happen? Like, I thought it was a hoax.
The one question I had, we already addressed about the cry.
What was it?
It was, did you cry?
I did not cry. Yeah, it's not on no macho shit. It's not no shit
I'm
like
sorry,
that.
My phone rebooted itself in the middle of everything.
Yeah,
I did, so
yeah. It wasn't like, you gotta be a man. Honestly, I wanna cry. I wanna cry.
If you wanna cry,
I wanna cry so bad. I really do. But I feel as though, here's the thing that's stopping me from crying, because this is a cat. I can't play any musical instruments. Mm-hmm. I have been asked not to sing. But my deal is, someone who's unapologetically themselves. Mm-hmm. That's what I took from. That's what I learned from it. And I'm a guy who, I try to, and when I say I try, I really keep it 100 mm-hmm. to a fault sometimes. I know sometimes to spare feelings, we massage the truth a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's just not being a dick. That's just what that is. Mm-hmm. And I do that a lot to help people. But one thing I do, I am unapologetically myself. What that mean, like, let's just put it on the table here. The monochrome of success that I've had with this podcast mm-hmm. compared to the body of work of Prince, like, I'm virtually anonymous. I get it. And don't get me wrong, I've done some cool shit, but when, like, you compare my body of work to his body of work, I'm not even in the same ballpark. Fuck ballpark. I'm not even the same league. I'm not even the same stadium. I'm not even the same state. Like, it doesn't even matter. So, like, when you unapologetically yourself, you keep it real, and you just say and you do such good things, which I personally do my best to do. Or would that be in myself, where sometimes we have local artists on the show, where I take the time out to go to shows and meet people and do stuff. I can't sing, but I recognize the talent of those who can.
Thank you.
And when I do that, that's kind of like my contribution to it, because yeah. I want to put you guys up on people. And even Prince, he did that. Like, guys, like ladies like Judith Hill. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the most recent. But like a person like Bria Valente, if you've seen it with Chaka Khan, you saw it One More Day in a Time, where it was just kind of like, well, look, I don't have to be the star. I'll throw the ball somewhere else. Not because he going to make a come up of it. It was just kind of like, you need to check these motherfuckers out. Yeah. And that's kind of what a lot of times what I do with this show. Like, even in this show that's happening right now, mm-hmm. I mentioned Dakota Star and New Day Revolution. Because I'm a fan of their work. And we've had a moment like this. I know it's two artists I didn't name, because they will be on the podcast. And hopefully the people who listen to me can decipher, oh shit, that was the week he was supposed to he talked about Prince. Like, I'm not going to do my damnedest to point that out, because I don't want to hurt them in any way, but it's going to be that.
Yeah.
So being unapologetically yourself is not looking for the hero's welcome because you did something good. It's not looking for the bad things because I want to be a rebel, I want to be this. No, it's just, hey, you be yourself and people vibe with you. But you be so much of yourself where people can't deny you shit. Mm-hmm. And that's the mantle I took up. Where at the end of the day, be genuine. You can be wrong. It's okay. You can rap for something hard. And you can be wrong and just be unapologetic. Like, yeah, I was fucked up. I was full of shit. But I know what to do now. So be righteous. So, here we go. Heroes of mine. Patrice O'Neal.
Yeah.
Prince. He gone. I'm making a declaration in this podcast. Ric Flair. I'm a diehard wrestling fan.
I thought you like Dusty Rhodes.
I missed the boat on that one, didn't I? Okay. That's real. Missed the boat on that one. I'm finna do everything in my power to be. I don't know if I could make him on this podcast. I don't know if I could do it. But you will see a mark of some level. I missed the boat. I talked about it with Dakota Star, with Lemmy. Talked about it with Scott Weiland. I am going to make a concerned effort for Ric Flair. I'll leave it at that, man. I mean, some other people I'm cool with, some other people I love, some people body of work I like, but it's just, I have a few more left, but Prince was a big one. I don't know, I say Flair because I want to recognize the legends as I go, and a hero of mine, also Kevin Smith, a hero of mine who got me started in this podcast world, and ironically enough, never was a guest. You don't want to meet your heroes because they will disappoint you. That was the line. I always find that to be bullshit. Mm-hmm. By the joy of doing this, I've gotten a chance to meet a lot of people I consider heroes, people who influenced me in a way or enlightened me or just had a habit of just doing cool shit that I like that I do my best to emulate and fall short.
I just seen something something interesting. I mean, you've already did this.
You may want to
fix it. Somebody's like, "Oh, I'm reading now." Somebody, "Oh, you know who I'm going to be for Halloween this year?" I'm like,
"Yeah, that's the thing. I was him for Halloween. I was Prince for Halloween."
Will you dust it off again this year?
Nah. I think
I don't know if I got enough makeup to make you light skin.
We did that. We talked about it a lot, and I've been consuming alcohol throughout this entire podcast. So
you need it. I'm not mad at you.
We are going to raise our glass.
My water.
To his royal badness, because there's never going to be another one like him, and that's going to be that, man. Yep. One of a kind. I know it's cliche. But if there was ever, like, even in the Mike Prince battles, Prince won.
Yeah, what comedian said that?
Just go. That was Chris Rock. That was Chris Rock.
Oh, it was Chris Rock. He, oh, Prince won. I said, yeah.
So that's why I leave this podcast. I understand it's not the podcast that we normally do, where it's full of jokes and excitement
and arguing.
Arguing and cussing and fussing, but jeez, I just had to get this out. Another one. So here we go. That's that.
Yeah.
As always, you can listen to the podcast. You go all things related to the podcast, samshownation.com. Instagram, Facebook, Just Talking with Sam. You can hit me up, much like a lot of other people did. Sam Show 11, mm-hmm. And his royal badness, man. It's one of a kind. Anything you want to close with? I went hard and fast. I went an hour.
I have nothing. Just.
Shit, have me eulogize his funeral. I make it to
an awesome talent. He Prince will be missed, and yeah, it's sad, but you know.
Mm-hmm. If anything, people, this sucks, and this fuels me to have great people I dig on this podcast. And one thing I will say is this. Now, I admit something. I've been open with y'all for the last fucking 6 years, mm-hmm. 7 years, however long I've been doing this. Usually, in the grieving process, most people grieve, most people drink, most people go to work or close themselves off. I go to work. Mm-hmm. I kind of like work to shield the grieving process. A person I've never had a straight up conversation with. At one time I was 20 feet away from him. Another time almost made me spill my beer. That's the closest of an interaction I had with him of a personal nature, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I understand that life is precious, life is fragile, life is fleeting. We can die at any moment. That's just how life works.
Yeah.
We don't know the end of it. So please be a dreamer. Do the shit you do.
If you're weird, let me add this.
If you're weird, fat, listen to me.
Black, short,
skinny,
ugly, no matter what you are. Everybody is unique in their own way.
I'm a guy who ran his mouth on the couch and on the porch and in barber shops, and I put myself on a podcast, and you guys digging with me. Do whatever you do to leave your mark on this world. Because whatever mark you leave on this marble, it's all you got, man. Mm-hmm. So, we'll close out the podcast with the obligatory, I guess this is what it sounds like when doves cry. I'll be funnier next week. Look, I'll be funnier next week. See you guys next week. SamShowNation.com. See you guys. Cheers to the Purple Man himself, his Royal Badness Prince.